Kultur um 5.
Ein Bankemployee, der sich auf seiner Arbeit langweilt, plant einen Überfall auf seine eigene Bank. Sein Kalkül, aus den heutigen Prisonsstrafe mit abbrechend, käme ihn dabei besser erwäsch, wie wenn hier einem klassischen Weg Pension müsste aufwerten. Allerdings hat hier ein Arbeitskolleg nach Mord an Boot, den eigentlich nicht gefroht hat. Da das die Ausgangssituation von Los Delinquentes, ein Krimi-Komödie vom Argentinier Rodrigo Moreno. Das letzte bei der Co-Produktion, vor gut 3 Stunden, ist das Woche am Kino angelaufen. Und Michel Delasch hat gelehnt, sich mit Rodrigo Moreno drüber zu erhalten.
Rodrigo Moreno, hola.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
So your film, Los Delinquentes, is a very atypical heist movie, and heist movie usually is a very fast-paced kind of movies, and your film is the contrary. It's very slow, oozing style of storytelling, and it's even like inflated. Does it in one sense also reflect the idea of inflation, which is one of the, we know, specific features of Argentine economy?
I never thought in that word, but yes, I wouldn't say that it's a slow film, because I don't feel like a slow film that has, in general, has a bad meaning, you know. But I totally agree with you in the fact of it's non-typical heist movie, because it takes its time to explore the all the characters that appear in the film, not only the protagonist but the secondary characters, and it's full of detours. Like those books when we were kids, Choose Your Own Adventure. You know, that you're always open a new gate that took you to another situation, a new event. Well, this film is it's a kind of Chinese box, you know. All the time is opening new dimensions that you never expect.
Well, the opening situation, there is a man, a normal man, he's not a criminal, he's a bank employee, and he decides to commit this bank robbery not on moral issues, that's not his idea, but more on economic reasoning. It's more cost-effectiveness calculus that he makes. Usually big criminals do that, or big corporations, they can afford to do that. So has it come so far to that individuals have integrated that mentality of economical thinking? And this seems to illustrate it, your main character.
Well, I mean, it's the main character works in that bank for many years. He's been working there for many years. And he's in charge of the treasury, yeah. So it's not far from him to think or to reason about this, or to calculate this kind of numbers, you know. But his main calculation is not an economic route. It's an existential route, which has to do with what are we doing? What are we doing in our lives? What I'm spending my time. And so that's the strength of his question, or of his plan also. And that's the way he convinces his friend. Well, it's not his friend, it's a mate of his of the bank.
This man, the second character, was drawn into this robbery against his will. Yeah. But in a way, this whole situation opens up to a very different perspective than was expected by both of the characters. So maybe freedom is the result of constraint in the first place, and then afterwards we come to a very unexpected ending, which can also be a positive ending.
Absolutely, yes. Because the film is about not only freedom, but the, as I said before, the using of time and the different ways we can use our time in a productive way or in an unproductive way. The second part of the film is about this unproductivity as a joie de vivre, as a way of enjoying what you are doing, which is totally different from the daily routine that I tell in the first part of the film.
Well, this first part takes place in the city, takes part also in the prison, so it's a very oppressive part. It takes also place at the workplace, in the bank. And the second part is also the contrary, nature, open perspective, anything could happen, but you take your time. So also the sceneries are very opposed.
Yes, totally opposed. And I like this antipode I created. You know, it's opposite. I mean, the bank, the daily routine, the free time, the countryside, the joie de vivre, as I said before. But in both, you can find humanity. In both, you can find humor also. In both, you can find absurdity. Well, those are elements in common in the both parts of the film.
The second part, which is also the largest part, is also the place where you escape from this tight plot that you expect in a heist movie.
Yes, it's the unexpected dimension for a heist film movie. Yes, absolutely. And maybe that's an invitation for the audience, for the spectators, to see a different and non-conventional film that will get the people attached to the story, but enjoying every single scene of the film, because as we enjoyed making it.
The idea of the double as a principle, leading principle going through the whole film. After the screening, there has been this game of identifying all these doubles, actors playing two roles, etc. But there's also the director itself, who is, in a way, in the film. There's this boy of one of the characters who seems to be the smaller you. Is this like a cameo appearance you wanted in your movie?
Yeah. But do you mean the boy?
Yeah, the boy who likes to drink water.
Yeah, it's my son.
It's your son, okay. Then he looks very similar to you then.
I will tell him. We spent 4 years and a half shooting the film because of many reasons. One of them was, of course, the pandemic in the middle. But we started shooting in 2018 with this scene with my two kids trying to study and play music in a particular class. The Roman's wife, Roman is one of the main character, Roman's wife teaches at her home. During the pandemic, I had this idea of what if we see again these boys trying to learn music, but 3 years and a half later. So it was a way of materialize the passing of time. The story naturally has, because the story it lasts 3 hours and a half. So it was funny to materialize this because my Leon, my older son, now it's 1.80 meters something. Height. So it was funny to recognize the same boy now, very tall, asking for the same glasses of water and playing horrible music as when he was 10 years old. So it's something that it's magic. It's a part of the magic of making a film.
And your film, Los Delincuentes, is definitely magical. Rodrigo Moreno, thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
Gracias a ustedes. Thank you.
Soweit also den Rodrigo Moreno, Realisateur von Los Delinquentes. Hier am Mikro von Michel Delage. An den Film aus, wie gesagt, 20. Woche am Utopia um Land Basbirsch zu gesehen.